All right. So at the meeting last week, or 2 weeks ago now, I'm used to being here every week, so I think I was here last week for another meeting. But we talked about, again, back to the core functions that we've been discussing with as it relates to the marine economy and different elements of the marine economy. And there were a few things we needed to modify based on the original core functions list that we talked about and have developed. So I've just sort of rejiggered a few things and added some stuff. So first of all, we talked about, if you go down on there to the bullet that says boater services, we talked about consolidating, you know, Wi-Fi, showers, laundry, et cetera, into a boater services as kind of a core function to support that, both transient boating and that kind of marine tourism as it relates to the boating. We talked about adding under access recreational fishing, so I've added that. And we talked about also one of the core functions is providing a minimum percentage of natural shoreline, so that's at the bottom. So these are kind of, I think, as we're developing this, and again, everybody's going to have the opportunity to kind of digest this more on paper as part of a larger harbor plan, but we're getting to this whole discussion of what are the core functions that we think, or you think, as a committee, that the city should be providing as it relates to various aspects of the harbor and the waterfront, and particularly as they relate to the different aspects of the marine economy. So recreational boating, marinas and private facilities, the commercial fishing, all the different aspects of the harbor economy that we've been talking about over the past two or three weeks. So any comments on that? Hopefully we're heading in the right direction. A lot to read on the fly. So the other thing that we spent some time talking about last time was different aspects related to commercial fishing, industrial, and some other specifics. So under the commercial fishing discussion, we recognized that commercial fishing is a core element of the harbor and the waterfront and should be supported through some of the core functions that we just talked about, in particular through zoning and investment. As other ways to do that. So investing in the infrastructure to support commercial fishing, in reviewing and supporting zoning that supports commercial fishing. And we also talked about supporting all types of aquaculture. So I looped aquaculture in this bullet as a commercial fishing element and not its own aspect of the marine economy. So I just put it under commercial fishing for here unless anybody thinks we should call it out separately. We can certainly do that. Anything under commercial fishing that we need to add?
The only thing I can see that we might add, and I don't know if it's in other places, is flexibility.
Yep.
To be sensitive to the potential change in commercial fishing and not be stuck into what we're currently doing is the only form of commercial fishing that we want in the harbor. So it's supportive of emerging commercial fishing too. Yes, no?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. I remember when sea urchins began to be a commercial product, and they pretty quickly showed up on the fish pier, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ed, does that translate into, in terms of flexibility, it's and kind of getting back to that core function, is it investing in the infrastructure that would allow, as you're investing in infrastructure, that would allow you to be flexible?
Well, I think we already agreed that we want to invest in infrastructure, but I don't think we want to be so stuck in one kind of investment that we're not open to other investments if it's necessary.
Yep. Okay.
What role does harbor health play into aquaculture? I'm remembering, John, I think you said
Yep. We
can't really have it right now because our water's not clean enough.
Ron's not here.
Isn't that what Ron said?
And Ron has sent me some stuff that I'll have to forward on to everybody too, just so we all have the same thing. It's a video of some harbor diving habitat evaluation, which is pretty interesting. So I'll forward that around to everybody just for background purposes. But
this area is closed for shellfish.
Right.
But aquaculture, as far as seaweed, I believe would technically be allowed in this area. And you could also potentially grow shellfish and then depurate it somewhere else. So it's slightly limited with the current prohibitions here, but that's not to say that the harbor can't change and change its standing within the Department of Marine Resources. It could be it could be changed to conditionally open seasonally.
We just haven't had it tested for since they started testing harbors.
Yeah, and they haven't tested this area. The Department of Marine Resources hasn't tested this area since the 70s.
Right, so it's potentially possible that it's perfectly fine here. It would just require somebody to invest the money in doing that.
What he said. I thought he had said our harbor was something and it needed to be something else for aquaculture.
Right. Well, it's closed. You can't do it.
So probably the classification of the waters that he was talking about. Yeah. From a policy perspective, we've already talked about the fact that harbor health is an important part
right.
of not only commercial fishing, but other aspects of the harbor,
right.
you know, of the waterfront and the harbor that we value. But does it make sense to add supporting improvements to harbor health because it supports a variety of commercial fishing opportunities?
That was just my thought when you're naming zoning and investments and,
yep.
you know, I think it's an important core function
yep.
for that.
Okay.
Everybody should harbor health be in a category of its own?
Harbor health will be in a category of its own.
Yeah.
Yep. I kind of feel like one of the things I'm observing is we're discussing, particularly as we've been discussing these, like the marine economy aspect, there's a lot of, we'll call them cross-cutting, you know.
Yeah.
Topics that we've been talking about. So at some point, you know, we just need to figure out how to make the thread, you know, between harbor health as its own category and harbor health as it relates to commercial fishing, for example. But there seems to be a lot of cross-cutting aspects of the things that we're talking about, like all the marine economy. I tried to break up the discussion for our own purposes into different topic areas, but that's why I keep going back to these core functions, is because it seems like what I'm hearing from everybody is these core functions are how the city of Rockland can relate to these things that are that encompass the marine economy. So hopefully conceptually it makes sense to everybody else. That's how I think about it.